Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course. Jorgensen Land and Cattle, the nation's largest seed stock supplier, invites you to the ranch in Ideal, South Dakota for the 54th annual Top Cut Angus Bull Sale powered by the Motherlode, featuring 200 registered Angus bulls backed by proven maternal strength and long-term cowherd value. All sale information at ranchchannel.com and jorgensenfarms.com. For 54 years, the Top Cut Sale has been the standard for practical, performance-driven Angus genetics. Jorgensen Land and Cattle at the ranch Monday, April 20th. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is back, featuring one of the largest one-day matched bronc riding events presented by True Vet Solutions. Join us on Sunday, May 17th for a PRCA-sanctioned spectacle where over 30 elite bronc riders compete for a massive $75,000 purse in honor of the 75th annual Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Visit buckinghorsesale.com for schedule and tickets. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive.
Welcome to Sire Buyer, the nation's number one destination for buying and selling breeding genetics. Sire Buyer features the top Angus bulls across the country. If you're looking for the best place in breeding genetics, you've just found it.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck.
Today is Jim Fowler's birthday, or would have been his birthday. He passed away about 5-6 years ago. He was a zoologist. He was also a host on Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. I loved this show when I was a kid. I went nuts over Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
I had to think back to that because I didn't get to watch it very often when I was a kid.
That was when, I mean, I'm going to date myself here. I mean, I was really little, but Marlon Perkins, I believe, was on it for the longest time. And when I was a little kid watching Wild Kingdom, I wanted to be a deep sea diver when I grew up.
Really?
I loved when they did the episodes where they were in the shark cage. And I don't know why they didn't. I'm scared of the water now, and I don't like swimming or nothing. But when I was a little kid, I wanted to be a deep sea diver. I would watch that on TV, and I would just go nuts.
So question for you. Is this how you fell in love with you like hammerhead sharks, and you
yes.
also love giraffes?
Yes.
So this was the 100%. Show that brought it all together.
100%. I don't know why, but yes, that's why I loved the hammerhead sharks, was because of Wild Kingdom. And yes, Beck, the giraffe, too.